This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, welcome in. Good to have you here in the greasy garage studio with me. Every week we like to dive into the Greasy Garage Studio and be here for you behind the silver microphone. I am. Appreciate you being here and sitting with me. And sit back, relax. I'll do the driving, and that's your riding shotgun. I appreciate you being here. And we're going to have a lot of fun this hour. We're going to have a little bit of history. Sir Henry Royce. A look back. 160 years back, folks. Oh, yeah. Now, that's going to be 160 years worth. All in one segment. So stay tuned for that and celebration of Sir Henry Royce. Also, we're going to get to the It's Back. Of course, you folks have asked me, what about the rumor mill? Well, the rumor mill's back, and it's something about talking about bringing it back. They're thinking about bringing this thing back, so we're going to get to that. And what make and model is it? I don't know. We're going to find out later. Also, I look forward to your emails here. We are nationwide. That means the best way to get a hold of me coast to coast and across the pond, UK, Australia. Good to have you folks here listening to Auto World, myself, and I appreciate you being here. Again, get a hold of me right now as we are live from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. The email address is AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. That's good throughout all week long. Those emails come in, please, just to say hi, email me and say hi. I know that you might have questions or smells or noises and all that on your automobiles. What's a good product mark? What's a good name of a product mark? Does it last longer than that name over there, that brand mark, when it comes to maybe fuel injection to right down to the gasoline? We had a question last week about the brands of gasoline. I've been in this automotive world here since about 47 years now, and started when I was 13 years old. It kind of give you an idea how old I am. No big deal. And again, I welcome you to come take a look at me over there on the internet and, of course, on GCNlive.com. And GCN Live, you'll see me sitting behind a silver microphone, as I am right now, for 3 hours every week, folks. And every so often, we'll get sneak out of the studio, as we did yesterday, and did a live remote with Joe Prin, our friend that's got, he's guilty, folks. Joe Prin of Home Fix in the Boise, Idaho area. You folks know him from our local station here, taking the show, News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1 FM. He's guilty. He's the guy that got me into radio, so. Anyway, that's a long story, but yeah, thanks, Joe. So that's what it's all about. And the thing about that, I remember the very first show. He said, "I'll be in the studio with you. I'll be in the studio with you, Mark, and I'll do cue cards." Because I said, "What do I do? What do I do?" He says, "Well, just talk shop like you do at your shop." Bingo. There it is. That's what you do. You call your automotive repair shop, your tire shop, and you say, "Hey, I've got a problem. It's doing this. I just backed out my car out of my garage, and I just took off the driver's outside door mirror. Mark," or you're talking to your repair shop, "Hey, Jim, hey, Sally, can you do my mirror for me? How much is it?" Questions like that. Or do you do it yourself? Do you YouTube it? We've had a lot of, here in my auto world, I've had a lot of YouTube calls. YouTube was not around when I started, of course, as you know, 40-plus years ago. The Internet wasn't even around. Well, YouTube, please do YouTube it, please. And then all of a sudden you have to call me or the shop that your favorite shop. Do you have a favorite shop? I hope you do. Call them and ask them maybe how to get it back together. So you have to have tools. You know, that's one thing in the auto world. Of cars, you have in trucks and lawnmowers and snowmobiles, anything that's mechanical, and of course, yes, even electric cars, EV cars, and vehicles that burn electricity, literally. Yeah, they burn electricity, absolutely. You need tools to fix them. Now, the knowledge behind the wrench means a lot. So, what I want all of you to do, make sure that you get a in your Rolodex, in your phone, on your address book, wherever you might want to put it. Just like you have probably a good dentist that you just love going to get your teeth drilled on, right? Just like, you know, well, your car is, you know, you don't feel the pain, do you, when your car is in there for repair? I know a lot of you are shaking your head. Yes, I did. Just a couple days ago, Friday there, Mark, I had to write that big check to the repair shop just to get my car out of jail or out of the shop. Why'd it cost so much, Mark? You're paying for knowledge, my friends. You're paying for knowledge. ASE, Automotive Service Excellence Knowledge. Look for the little blue star in that repair shop. Look for certificates. There, certificates as certification on the wall behind the name of the mechanic that is working on your car. And then, of course, the age. Make sure that the age of the group is there in the shop is been around. You know, they've been around. That's what it's all about. So, with that, let's pull this bad boy away from the curb and get going. Remember the email address. Get in touch with me at all times, right now especially, please, while we're live. Like to hear from you. Are you unhappy with that price of that repair bill? I can guarantee you this. During the week, I can consult with you and your shop, and I'll do all the talking for you at no cost, folks. I consult with your shops. All you have to do is email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, which a lot of you do. I shout out to you to do it, and I ask you folks to deliver. And I can actually just kind of like an insurance adjuster with the body repair, you know, to save. The insurance company hires the insurance adjuster to go out and look at your damage on your automobile and then gets with a body shop to make sure that we don't, you know, that the insurance company does not overpay for the repair. Same thing with the auto repair side. Absolutely. You can go to different just parts prices, by the way. I know you've probably shopped different parts prices, haven't you? You use the interweb, the internet, you know, the light that keyboard up to try to find price shop prices, right? It's like myself, as I'm live on the air and in front of my Auto World computer monitors, I have my accounts open up from right there, ordering parts electronically for Napa Auto Parts to O'Reilly's Auto Parts to AutoZone Auto Parts. I can look, and you know that's almost kind of not right for the parts stores because we don't even have to call anybody. We can price shop right there on the internet, and you're doing the same thing, so we can save you money. But at the same token, nothing against any of those names or the other name I'm going to mention, Rock Auto. They sell a lot of parts, but the quality of the part. I'd rather put a part in your car that's going to last longer so you don't call me back with a warranty. I do not want to do it for the second time because I can't charge you the second time. Right? I can? No, I will not. So with that, let's get started here. Right off the bat, pull this bad boy in first gear off the curb there, and we are going, and thank you for coming along. Are muscle cars in trouble? Oh, no. Are they? Everyone loves a muscle car. Oh, yeah. They are the perfect combination of performance and attitude. Of course, the sound coming out of the exhaust pipes, the smell of the petrol. But however, have you been paying attention to the recent developments of the muscle car world? They're leaving us. Yes, Chevrolet announced the production for the Camaro will be ending in 2024, and that's not an April Fool's joke. Dodge's successful line of Challengers and Chargers, both of which have been rocking the Hemi big time, will be converting to full electric drivetrains. With the 2024 Dodge Charger Daytona SRT EV, it appears, my friends, that carrying the tradition of the American muscle car might be in trouble. Ford, where the 2024 Mustang will boast the mighty 5.0-liter Coyote V8, one iconic muscle car. It's being retired. It is getting converted from an ICE to an EV. And third, my friends, the burden is keeping a true muscle car alive. Are they in trouble? Do we need to buy as many as we can buy so they can get the money and keep producing them? I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here in Boise, Idaho, live in the Auto World Plaza, where the microphone temperature right now is about 110. Woo, a lot of hot air.
Who's gonna tell you when? too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He's trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in a cup of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up to 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle.
Gotta be careful when you're driving. Don't be counting those poles. Put the cell phone down, no more texting. It's time right now from the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, live this last weekend, Mecum results. 1970 Chevrolet Blazer K5. Oh, do you want? Well, it's going to cost you. This one was a color of a copper white, a copper and then the white roof and all. It sold for $100,000. Okay, so I know we like the 1957 year, don't we? Yep, 1957 Chevrolet Bel Air, a little two-door hardtop, blue. Oh, it was beautiful. That car sold for $37,000. That's actually almost affordable. Ho-ho! A little bit of Mecum results for you there, folks, on Auto World. You know what time it is right now? It's time to have fun with George.
I don't know where they come from, but I believe there's an automotive harassment squad that is notified when I leave the house.
All right, he's leaving now. Everyone in position.
And they're laying for me all along my route. Here's a guy making a U-turn in reverse. Here's a woman backing out of a bush. And each of them has a special talent. Each driver has one thing he does for you. First of all, there's the guy whose turn signal has been on since 1955.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Hey! Fun with George right here on Auto World. Well, are they going to bring it back, the rumor mills, here today on Auto World? The rumor is Stellantis is rumored to bring back the Dodge Stealth. A new gas-powered charger? What? In these times of electricity? Yes, Stellantis recently held its invite-only dealer business meeting in Las Vegas this last week. Dealer representatives gathered to view this last incoming model and concept vehicle being developed by the automaker. Based upon comments, well, now deleted Reddit post. They deleted the post. Dodge has some interesting plans for its incoming lineup. Well, the first rumor is that the shifting taste and demographics in this market today, the Dodge Durango SUV will soon be retired, folks. They're retiring quite a few of them, aren't they? But the rumor mill shows, floating around out there in the rumor mill, the event was that Stellantis intends on bringing back the Dodge Stealth. But not as a sporty coupe like it used to be. From the middle 90s, I worked on quite a few of them. They had problems. Instead, it's believed that the Stealth will return in a three-row SUV. That's right, a three-row SUV to give the Chevy Suburban a little bit of taste for their money, replacing the family-friendly Dodge Durango. Bye-bye, Dodge Durango. Had some transmission problems, didn't they? We won't go there. The Dodge Stealth will retain its SUV standard three-row arrangement, and it will be housing a completely different body that future customers like you and I will find more visually attractive. I hope so. Now, they suggest that the Dodge Stealth will be returning the name only, and like I said, it was not a two-door sports coupe. It's going to be an SUV. Now, if you think about it, what other brand or what other model might be their competitor? They feel it's the Ford Mustang Mach-E SUV. Is that like a four-door? Uh-huh. But it's going to be gas-powered. The next generation, gas-powered Dodge Stealth, a four-door SUV. How many of you out there had a Dodge Stealth back in the day? Remember when, I think it's very interesting. Like that car, for instance, it's a two-door sports coupe. It was fun to drive. It had a lot of giddy up and go. But and it cornered quite well. It had a little bit of problems there. But, you know, it looked really neat, didn't it, back in the days of the 1990s? And then it kind of just faded off. All of us got used to the look, and we decided we didn't really even like it. And that's why they discontinued it back in the day. But I like the name Dodge Stealth Stellantis. I do like the name. Yes, put a gas-powered power plant underneath that bad boy, turn it into an SUV, and we can stealth around with our new SUV. Why not? Back in 1962, Chevrolet Impala, the SS409, had the quickest time doing 0 to 60 miles an hour, folks. 4 seconds. So drag racing has now started. It's spring. It's rock and roll and coming up. And it's coming our way. So be careful out there. Go to the track, please, if you're gonna do the racing. Go for it, please. Absolutely. Okay. Now, from 1971 to 1980, the Ford Pinto. The Pinto. Oh, yes. The 1971 Pinto. The 1972 Pinto. All the way up to 1980. Remember the wood grain panelings on the station wagon? It had new sports accent trim. Oh, yeah. It had a multiple purpose key, believe it or not. Yeah, we don't even have keys anymore. The Ford Pinto. Back in 1971, the three-door hatchback, the whole entire total of that car after putting all those features, creature features in it, $2,298. Huh? Yeah, remember the station wagon? And you know why the Pinto left us. Well, you think about it, it's kind of ironic that in 1976, the Ford Pinto two-door hardtop, quite a few models came out, of course, but it actually got 38 miles per gallon on the highway and 25 in the city. Wowza. And the whole cost of that car at that time in 1976 was $2,895. And we all know why that left, right? Talking about fuel economy. Oh, yeah, I know that there's a lot of the Pintos out there that they have the flames painted backwards from the back of the car going to the front. You know why? Because of the gas tank explosions. We come back. We're going to take your calls at 855-660-4261. And Sir Henry Royce.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. A lawyer for former President Trump says he hopes Tuesday's arraignment in New York will go smoothly.
Former President Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopina, says when Trump is arraigned this week,
it's a day that, in my opinion, the rule of law in the United States has died.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Tacopina said whether you support or hate the former president, the circumstances of the hush money case being brought against him should be alarming.
Senator Chris Murphy says a federal assault rifle ban is unlikely. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the Connecticut Democrat explained that's due to a lack of congressional support.
Doing nothing for Republicans on both sides of the aisle right now is not an option.
His comments follow a mass shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville that left six people dead, including three children. Teddy bears have now entered the drag queen world. Watch for the new RuPaul Build-A-Bear. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Oh, my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie, came in the studio and he said, you do need to have one of these air fresheners, these little green Christmas tree air fresheners hanging from your silver microphone boom. And I said, no, it smells like one of those pine-scented, ugh. I should have swapped this thing out for an orange one. Man, I like the orange smell. Yeah, those green Christmas tree pine scent things that we used to hang on a rearview mirror. Or are you still hanging them on your roof or your mirror? I don't know. Who do? It helps with a bad breath on the microphone here. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World Coast to Coast. Thank you. Appreciate that. With that, you can always get in touch with me through email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And thank you for getting in touch with me there. And you can get in touch with me at Facebook, too. My name is Mark Evans. That's the address over on Facebook. Mark Evans, we're all full friends, but please just keep friending. We're maxed out. They only let us have 5,000 friends, so that's okay, good. I need more. Anyway, thank you for going there. And you can message me on Facebook, too, folks. Actually, absolutely, on the Messenger side. Instagram, the account is Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. And again, I'm on LinkedIn. So, 855-660-4261. That is the number right now that's been here since 1992 for Auto World. And with that, let's go to one of our great listeners here, one of our charter members, Sonny, in Ocala, Florida. Hi, Sonny.
Hi, Mark. This is Sonny calling. I heard there may be some reprieve for the internal combustion engine.
Oh, tell me more. What do
you
got?
I like to listen to the radio a lot because I don't have to, I can be doing things without having to watch the, screen. But anyway, there's supposedly some kind of research being done on the fuels. for the internal combustion engine, which would lower the CO2, I believe, that they're all crying about.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And the other thing is, it might be coming along. You know, we had Willie Nelson with biofuels.
Oh,
now
yeah.
We got
yeah.
somebody else thinking of making a fuel that can be burnt in internal combustion engines or automobile engines, preferably, and like that. I'd still like to see one of these batteries last, and these battery cars last over 10 years, say maybe 20 years, like
yes.
my 2003
yep.
Mercury Sable wagon.
Yep. How long? You mean your battery's still in there, Sonny?
No, I've my third battery. But the thing is, the battery-operated cars with these, big batteries, the whole floor pan is... the battery, top of the battery in these cars. And I'd like to see one of these batteries go for 10 years, never mind 20.
Right. I agree. And that's something they're working on all the time. But this fuel you're talking about, that's an interesting story, Sonny.
I thought it was, and I thought they'd bring it up simply because, I like my way of life. I don't want somebody telling me, I got to have a battery for this and a battery for that.
I know. Isn't that just right down to the AA batteries we have to have for our clocks around our house?
Yeah.
You look at your clock, and it's not plugged into electricity. It's plugged on a battery.
Well, I'd like
battery,
to mention my automotive guru that I go to.
Uh-huh. Please. He's in Ocala there?
Yep. Matt Gibbs at Sunrise Auto. He's the owner-operator and my and a lot of other people's guru for getting their cars running right.
Good.
And,
now, so Sunrise Auto, right there in Ocala, Florida.
Yeah, on 10th okay. Street, 18.
On okay, go ahead.
1800 10th Street or... Ocala is a funny place. They got at least four different names for the same road, no matter where it is.
Okay.
But it's on either State Road 27, 10th Street, Blitchton Boulevard, Bunny Heath. I'm telling you, they got a bunch of names for the same road.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The main name we need, though, Sonny, is the Sunrise Auto, right? And then
yep.
Who's the gentleman? Who's the owner that you'd recommend?
Matt Gibbs,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a shout-out to Matt Gibbs because how long have you been going to Matt?
Over 10 years.
Awesome. Now, Sonny, with that, there has to be a reason why you've stayed with him. Can you give us one good reason why you feel your trust in Matt at Sunrise Auto?
I'll tell you, I don't even question the price anymore. I just say fix it because he's that kind of a guy. He'll talk to you about it. He'll discuss things with you. And his employees are basically taught the same way as he, talks to his people. And
good.
It's just, I don't mind going there.
Good communication.
To go there, talk with the people you see. That work on
right.
your cars.
Okay, so that's right. You're not talking to some service person, writer, up on the front desk, and you have no clue what the mechanics are.
Oh, he's got one of those, but you also see the mechanics. I talked with the last time I had my car in there, for some reason, I forget what the heck it was, but I was talking with the mechanic while I was working on it because the garage door was open to get some ventilation, and there was a hot day.
Okay. Good.
It was, his lift where we was working had the garage door open, and his lift was right there, so I could stay outside and talk with him. And it was,
right, and you can see your child, your car, being worked on.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, Sonny, I appreciate you bringing that up because it means a lot to...
No, honestly, without a doubt, I trust this guy, Matt Gibbs, for anything automotive, that's for sure.
Good. So he's basically all general repair then?
Yeah, automotive repairs. Yes, he works on trucks, too. We have, Ocala is like the, they call themselves the horse capital of the United States. And right up the road, going the other way, going west, is the Ocala Hits place there. It's a big place. They even have a stadium and everything for the horse shows and so on.
Oh, so we not only have horsepower under the hood at the Matt shop at Sunrise Auto, but we've got horses running around. That's good.
Well, we got their vehicles, their tow vehicles, trailer vehicles and stuff like that. He works on those also.
all the diesel engines, huh?
I'm assuming they have them. You'd be surprised. But anyway, it's
Sunny.
I just had to mention him because he's been very good to me, and several times I had to go in there, not once, but several times. I went in there with like an annoying noise or something.
Right.
And he fixed it and didn't even charge me a dime for it, you know?
Yep. Now, see, that's what I like. This is something that brings, you know, the customer. You actually turn into a friend, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, because of that.
I consider him a friend.
Absolutely, the trust, because, you know, and did he find the noise?
Yep.
Knew what it was.
A screw that wasn't loose, but it needed tightening more on one of the brackets that hold the hatchback open.
Oh. The
hatchback on the back of the Sable wagon.
Yeah. See, that takes a lot to find that. That's a long ways away from the driver's seat. You know what? I was afraid you were going to say, when you started saying the loose nut, I thought, oh, no, you're going to talk about the loose nut behind the steering wheel. Hey, Sonny, thank you. We're going to take a short break. Thanks, Sonny. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, thank you, and I enjoy your program, and it's, you know, I enjoy cars.
Absolutely.
I don't do the work I used to do on them.
Yep. Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate it. We're going to take a short break. We'll come right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shocks need to be replaced. Those yellow things. Yeah, she's a shaken. A little bit of update here for us. Mecum auction results right there in Glendale, Arizona this last weekend from the State Farm Stadium. 1968 Chevrolet Caprice, two-door hardtop, sold for $40,000. 855-660-4261. That's our phone number to reach us here right here in Auto World. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, let's go to Kim in Salt Lake City. Hi, Kim. Welcome to Auto World.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
You're doing good,
my
Kim. Appreciate you. What's that, Kim?
My mother was from Idaho. She was up by Lewiston, where she grew up. But anyway, I had a couple of questions for you. What's your main ride? Car you drive most?
Well, I'm very lucky, Kim. I have quite a few. So I feel like I'm a caretaker for a lot of different brands and models, and I'm lucky where I don't have to commute. The little bit of driving that I drive, I have Chevy, I have BMW, I have, oh my gosh, Ford. I have, so there's, yeah. And so what I'm saying there is that I don't want to say that one brand's better than the other, but I do drive the European vehicle on long road trips.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
So I'm actually in, I also have a new step side and an older step side. And when I say new, it's a 2004. In fact, one of, right here in Boise, I was at the gas station, it was probably a year ago, and the lady said, nice ride, and everything. I got talking with her, and she says, why don't you call that the thing, the White Stallion? And then she says, hey, your voice sounds familiar. She hears me, listens to me there on our local station. That's great, you know? But I guess what I'm saying is that, for example, I had fun when we went down and do the 3 hours live remote here in the Boise, Idaho area there at the repair shop. I had actually drove in you ready for this, Kim? I parked over in the far, far corner. I didn't want to take up any, of his customers' slots for their cars to be shown. but I unloaded something out of the back of the truck, and it was a Honda CT70 little monkey mini bike. So, and I drove that in. So I guess what I'm saying is that I drive and buy the brand and the model for the kind of application that you're using it for.
Well, no, for sure. No, this is the first time I've even heard of your show, you know, and we're neighbors. So a friend of mine, he's a morning talk show host on 1640 AM, just conservative talk and stuff like that. But anyway, question for you. Just a random question for a person from Idaho. Where was the television invented?
Television was invented. In what, you mean what city and state? I don't know. You got me.
Okay. Have you driven by Rigby, Idaho?
Yeah. It's north of Idaho Falls.
Well, yeah, and it says right on the sign, it says, home of the inventor and museum of the television.
And right in Rigby?
Yeah, in Rigby. But see, I had to teach my mom, because she's from Idaho. See, I'm 67 years old, so... but. I had a Sunday school teacher. Her brother was the inventor of the television. His name was Philo Farnsworth. But he didn't invent it in Idaho. He was born in Utah, but his dad bought the farm in Rigby. And so at age 12, you know, he was learning how to plow the fields and everything. And he'd look over those perfectly lined corn rows and stuff. And that's how he figured out how to broadcast linear on black and white TV. But his father died at age 12 when he was 12, and his mom moved back to Salt Lake City. So he went to South High School and he invented the television. So anyway,
oh my gosh, I didn't know that. And that's between you and me, Boise here and Salt Lake.
Well, exactly, but. Then another thing, what rock and roll band came from Boise, Idaho?
Oh, I might be able to guess this one. Was it Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Exactly. He used to hang around in my neighborhood when I was a kid, because they'd come down and they'd play at this little place called Lagoon, amusement park. And so I met the Beach Boys, everybody growing. But that was kind of a riot. So, and Paul Revere's brother was an LDS bishop, and they had the first anti-drug song called Kicks. I don't know how old you are.
I worked on Paul's cars for a little bit, and then actually you said Kicks. That's K-I-C-K-S, right?
Yeah.
You know what I have in my
anti-drug song.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now, see, Kim, he gave me, he's passed, you know, Paul Revere's passed, but...
Four years ago.
I've got that Kix t-shirt actually literally hanging up in the Auto World Plaza here. The Kix t-shirt
for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you ever get to see one of those t-shirts?
No, I've never seen one of the t-shirts, but When I met him, I was only 10 years old, and the Beach Boys, everybody would be at the Lagoon. And anyway, the Beach Boys were playing in my neighborhood with a garage band, and they signed their biggest contract with Capitol Records at Lagoon's Patio Gardens, where they were doing a concert. And this little gal whose dad ran the venue, she was driving them around Salt Lake and having a good time for like 4 or 5 hours one day, and she didn't answer her dad's page, and finally she answers it, and he just gave her a talking to, and she was crying after she hung up the phone, and Brian Wilson asked her what's going on. Well, because they'd signed this contract, his father wanted him back down in California, so she says, I got to get you to the Salt Lake Airport. So on the way to the Salt Lake Airport, they wrote a song for her because she was losing her car. And it's fun, fun, till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
My gosh.
And that's a Salt Lake gal. And I know her. She's 70. She just turned 78 years old. I picked up a... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that. I'd love to get her behind, just have her call in for an interview, you know, to tell us the story. That'd be awesome. Appreciate you sharing, Kim.
But you could go online and you can... find all this stuff. It's like famousutahns.net or famousmormons.net.
Okay.
It's a pretty good website. But yeah,
I'll do that.
So anyway, the reason I called up is back in high school, we had a brand new automotive shop at my high school, and a teacher of mine told me to get him a 421. I think it was, God, it was a big Pontiac. He wanted the 421 tri-power motor that came in it, and so I ended up buying this motor for him, and he gave me a 406. It was a Talladega race car engine.
Oh.
I put that in my little pickup truck.
Anyway, what brand of truck?
It was a 1965. It was a short bed, two-wheel drive Ford fleet side, but a short bed one. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you shoehorned. Well, that's quite a bit of room, doesn't it?
So, yeah. It just picked up a 65 four-wheel drive short bed step side. So I'm going to redo what I had in high school, but...
Awesome.
Just because I want to play, and I've always had a shop until about a year ago, and it caught on fire, and I got done. I just got tired of it.
Yeah, Yeah, well, I want to keep me informed, okay, what color you're going to do and the brakes on it, what kind of size rear end, you know, the gear ratio and all that. I'd love to keep me informed. I'd love you sharing that with us. Appreciate it.
So, now, what's the name of your shop, and is it still functioning and everything?
Yeah, well, right here in Boise, and I'm not on the main drag, so
okay.
I've retired the employees and all, so silently exclusive. Yep. Now you're listening to me on KBJA AM 1640.
You know, it's 1640. I don't know the call letter, so.
Okay. Well, Kim, we got to close the garage door down on this hour. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
Good talk to you, brother. Hey, thank you.
Bye. Yep. Keep in touch. Happy motoring, everybody. And, Kim, drive safe. Motor on, everyone.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.